Okay, today's daf is Gittin daf Hey, and we are on Dalat Amud Beis, four lines from the bottom. As we continue here in the first parak of the sugyas of Bafani Nechta, Bafani Nechta, and that's really the sugyas that are in the first parak, and as we'll see in the second parak, first main sugya here in Maseches Gittin. So the Gemara says, we just mentioned right before the end that it is not a mutually exclusive machlokas. The Gemara ended up by saying, Rabba isle de Rava. Rabba also holds of Rava, meaning Rava holds that the reason that we say b'fanenachtam is one reason. Rava says, because eino mitsuyin l'kaimo. The Edom aren't going to be here if the husband comes and complains and is ma'ar heir. We need the Edom, and the Edom aren't going to be here. So, Bezim made a takana, if b'fanenachtam is said, so that's a kiyum. That's a kiyum. And if the shliach said that, and we're mako by more than usual kiyum shtarot, which require two, this is even one, mishumiguna akilu be'rabanan. But Rava says that we don't have to be worried about lishma, because rov are b'kiyum lishma. But Rava also has a chshash. Rava isle de Rava, Rava holds of his own chshash and Rava's chshash, and therefore we knocked out one of the nafkaminas that we had mentioned earlier back on Dav Beis. But now we continue discussing as if they were separate shitos, because we're going to be dealing with Rabba versus Rava still. Says the Mishnah Tanan, the Mishnah later on. Tanan, hamevi gemi minera sayam. Ve'enu yacholomar b'fani nechta b'fani nechta. What if a shliach brings a get, and he cannot say? Why? We'll see in a minute. Be'ezus Hashem. Why? He can't say b'fani nechta b'fani nechta. So what do you do? Yeshalav edim yizkayim b'chosmav. If there are witnesses on the shtar, right, Eidei Chasima, then you can be Mekayim the Eidim, Mekayim the shtar, through Kiyim Shtaris. V'havinan ba, and we asked about that Mishnah. Mai ve'eino yachol omar. What does it mean that the Shliach cannot say, B'fanei nechta, B'fanei nechta? Is that a physically unable, or is that a Lamaisa unable? So the Gemara assumes, Ilema Cheresh, are we talking about a Cheresh, someone who doesn't have Das, and he's a deaf mute, and so is that who we're talking about? That's what it means, Eno Yachol. Cheresh Barasu Yagutahu, forget whether he could say that. Could he even bring the get? V'hatnan. We have the Mishnah later on, Adav Chav Gimel. Hakol Ksheirim Lahavi Yisaget, Chutz Mi Cheresh Odavakatan. So you can't say this Mishnah is talking about a Cheresh, because what does this Mishnah say? Later on in our parak. They could bring it, they just can't say it. So if it's a Cheresh, he can't even bring it. So that can't be what the Mishnah is talking about. So, V'yamar Rav Yosef, Hach B'mayaskinon, Kegon Shenostu Lakshu Pikeach. When he received the get to bring, so then he was sane, then he was full of das. And by the time he gets to testify and tell us, so then he became a cheresh. So at the time, he could bring the get. And only later on, he gets stuck. So there's a lot to say, but let's just finish. L'Rava Nicha. So according to Rava, it works out. Why? Because according to Rava, you could substitute before the chash is mitzuyin l'kaimo, so instead of b'fani nechtav, you could just get regular kiyum shtaris. Could have regular kiyum shtaris, that one of three ways, as we mentioned, that you could be b'kayim the shtar. Either the edim themselves come, or you get other edim to testify about these signatures, or you compare another document that's already mekuyam. So according to Rava Nicha, it makes sense, because you could substitute l'rabba kasha, but according to Rabba, the worry is the l'shma element, so how does kiyum shtaris help that? That just tells me these are the right signatures, but it doesn't tell me that it is helps me out in the lishma element. So the Gemara says, "Hachamai askinan laachar shelamdu." Says the Gemara, it must be that this Mishnah on Daf Tes is talking about where the Bnei Chutz La'aretz have already learned about the halacha of lishma. They have accepted it, and therefore there's no more worry. So in the first Mishnah, if you want to say the original takana b'fani nechta b'fani nechtam was twofold. But Rabba agrees that at a certain point in history, they accepted the din, and therefore there is no more worry. This fits in a little better with what Tosfos said the chashash was. If you remember, Tosfos said back on Dav Beis, why are we nervous more about Lishma than about the other 15 halachos of Gittin? They're only not going to know Lishma. What about Mechubar? What about Asur Hana? There are many halachas of Gittin, right? Why are we only nervous about Lishma? Tosfos asked that on Daf Beis Mabeis. Maishna Lishma, De'ein Baki, and Mishar Yelchus Gittin. And Rabbeinu Tam explained, because they didn't accept that drasha of La Lishma. The bechal hilchas gittin bekiyin el dahak drasha de vikasav lo lishma ein a nireis lahem ikar drasha vein bekiyin pirish ein choshishin ledrasha. Doesn't mean they weren't expert. They knew, they just didn't accept that drasha. That's what Tosfos said. So what does lachar shalom do mean then? That you have to say it means that now they accepted the drasha and realized it was the Torah Sheba'al Peh that they should accept. If you look at the Chazon Ish has Ha'aris on the daf in Evan Ezer. So he writes there, Shenira Shalamdu Zos Al Yedei Pirsum Takanes Chachamim Shetzrichem Lover Paralechem Paralechta. How did they come to accept it? Says the Chazon Ish, once the Rabbanan made the Takana of Befani Nechtam, and Befani Nechtam, and they have to say that, so the Bnei Chuslar started thinking to themselves, wait a minute, why did they make such a Takana? It must be that it's a real issue, Lishma. And that's why they started to accept it. Because they realized the Rabbanan were serious about this din, and therefore, that's why they accepted it. And says the Chazon Ish, that's what it means, that Lachar Shalom. It doesn't mean all of a sudden, oh, now they learned it. You know how I know that? From the next line of the Gemara. Says the Chazon Ish, continue for a minute. So, it's after they learned it, and if it's after they learned it, so we're not worried about Lishma anymore, we're only worried about Mitzuyin Lekaimo, and therefore, in that Mishnah, if we're talking about somebody who is Nischaresh, you could substitute with Edim that are Mekayim the Shtar. Says the Gemara then, Ihachi Yachal Nami. So why does the Mishnah specify only if he can't say it, then we could substitute? Even if he can say it. So, all right, well, if it's all about Kiyam, Edim Mitzuyin Lekaimo, so then, what do we have to be worried even if Yachol? No. Gzeira Shemayachs or Dovah Lekukulo. We're worried that maybe it'll go back to what it was originally. It'll go, what are we worried about? Says the Chazon Ish, if it's just that they didn't know this halacha and now they learned the halacha, why are we ever worried that people are going to forget Torah? We're going to forget? No. But if you say, says the Chazon Ish, it was the whole reason why they came to accept it was because of this takana b'vaninachtam, that's exactly what the Gemara is saying. If we get rid of the takana, right, yochol nami, if we get rid of the takana, then nobody ever has to say it, then they're going to think to themselves, oh, I guess it's not so serious to write it lishma. Because the whole reason that they came to accept it was because of the takana. Once, if we would get rid of the takana totally, then shemayachzer davar lekukulo. She'im yevatlu es amires b'fani nechtam, says the Chazon Ish, shuv yesh lachshosh, shelo yedu shetzrichim lechtov lachtom lishma. Avalam hayim esrabim b'nei Torah, b'makom sheyedu es halachas get, v'yomdu es ha'am, lo hayamakom ligzer ala davar shemayachzer davar lekukulo. Right, so that's why it must be that that's how they came to accept it. Let's just finish this section. Gemara continues. So what are we up to now? The Mishnah Daftas is La'achar Shalamdu, but if Yachol, then they have to say it because we're nervous it might retract. Ihachi Eino Yachol Nami. But so if we're saying that the Takana is still intact, so why by Eino Yachol do we allow them to get away without it? Says the Gemara, Pikech v'nisachareish milsa de lo shchicha. U'milsa de lo shchicha lo gazer barabanan. No, it's an unusual case to have someone who was sane and healthy when they received the get, and by the time they come here, right, he cannot testify about it anymore. It's a very unusual case, and the Rabbanan weren't gozer, milsa de lo shchicha lo gazer barabanan. They weren't gozer in that case, meaning there's no takana of a fani nechtav in that case, because it's a milsa de lo shchicha, and as we have mentioned often, milsa de lo shchicha doesn't just mean that they wouldn't, but it could also mean that they couldn't. The Rabbanan have the power, with the power invested in them by the Torah, of lo sasur and creating laws, of asu mishmeres l'mishmarti, they only have that power for the good of society. They don't have that power for the good of an individual. The Rabbanan make laws for Klal Yisrael. They don't make laws for individuals. It might be because of individuals, like Zera Daraba, because we're nervous that one guy might walk with a shofar outside without an Eruv, so all of Klal Yisrael don't blow shofar. So that's taking into account the actions of the individual, but it's for the good of Klal Yisrael, right? Because we don't want anyone in general to ever come onto this, which is an amazing concept. But that is lo gazer be rabbanan. Maybe they don't even, they not just that they wouldn't, but they don't have the authority to make laws for individuals. And most of lo shchicha lo gazer be rabbanan. Says the Gemara, v'ha isha de lo shchicha. What, the woman herself bringing the get is also not common. What do you mean not common? A woman can bring her own get. It's not common that the woman would bring her get with the condition that she's not divorced until she gets back home. That's what's not common. A woman to get her get, that's common. But what's the case of the Mishnah later on? That she's not divorced until she gets here. That's very unusual. So that's also not common. And yet, what does the Mishnah say later on? V'ya'isha delo shricha, v'tnan ha'isha atzma mevi'a gita, u'bevachet shricha lomer b'faninachtam b'faninachtam. Right? She has to say it too. So what do you mean? If we're saying that in cases of milsa delo shricha, there is no takana, so why is there a takana by the woman? Shelo tachlok b'shlichus. We don't want to be machalik within the world of a shliach. If you're a shliach, so then you're a shliach, and therefore you have to say it. Within the shlichus, Rashi and Tosas both say, within shlichus of a yachol, right, three-word Tosas, pirish, b'shlichus to yachol, within the world of yachol, meaning, what do you mean, within the world of shlichus, or what about the pikeach shenis charesh? It must be that he has hafkas shem shliach. He's not a shliach anymore. And that's why the lo plug wouldn't apply to him. The low plug applies if you are a shliach. The woman is a shliach. The woman can be a shliach. She's betaras gitid v'kiddushin. But the yoch, the eno yachol, must not be a shliach anymore, and therefore he would not be included in this low plug. We're continuing. Again, we're going to come back. We're in the middle of a sentence. Ihachi balnami. So if you say that even the husband should be subject to these rules. We went through Eno Yachol, we went through Isha, now what about the husband? Allah Matanya, why'd we learn? Who Atzmo Shehevi Gito, Ein Sarach Lomer, Befani Nechtam. If we have a low plug when it comes to Shlichus, so then the husband himself, if the husband himself brings the get, and it was already signed and everything was done in Medina Sayyam, so why shouldn't he have to say it? He's also a Shliach. Answers the Gemara, no. Now that can't be. Why? Time am I, Amar Rabbanon, Tzorach Lomer, B'fani Nechtam. What's the whole reason? Dilma Asi Barl Ma'aru Pasile. What's the reason for Rava, who we say everybody holds like? What's the reason that we make him say this? Because we're worried that the Baal's going to complain and say it wasn't done correctly. Hashtem Minka Nachale B'yadeh. V'yiruri Kamaru Aleh. He's bringing the get, so he's going to come in a month from now and uproot what he's bringing. Now, we don't assume that people are going to do the opposite of what they're involved in. The Shaar Mitzvah of Halacha here, in his classic style, quotes many other times in Shas that you have this concept. If you're involved in A, you're not going to do the anti-A. The Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Nun Aleph, Hashta Akure Kamekarla, Artuche Kamertachla, you're involved in cooling something off. Are we worried that you're going to boil it up? Right, you're doing something opposite. Or in Psachim, who atzmo machzer olav l'sarfo, meichel ka'achel minei. You're going to search and destroy for chametz. And if you find that you're going to burn it, we're nervous that you're going to go eat it. Meaning, we don't assume that you're going to do opposite activities of what you are involved in. Right, so that is the issue. Even though he then quotes, but we didn't say this earlier back in Sotan Dav Zayin. Why? Because what was Sotah? Remember the Mishnah, the Brisa there and the Mishnah that we gave two Talmidei Chachamim along the way to take him when he goes to Bezdin because we're nervous. Shema Yavo Aleha Badarech. Maybe the husband's going to live with his wife and then the waters aren't going to work because the Mishnah said there, if the husband is not Menucha Meyavon, the waters are not going to work. He's going to Yerushalayim to get her checked out because she was possibly Mizaneh. We're worried that he's going to live with her. So he says that doesn't totally work out. He doesn't say it, but you might say, Ein apuchav es l'arayis. When it comes to arayis, all rules are broken, and the chashos are greater there. So even in all the other areas of halacha, like here, if you're trying to do A, we're not choshish that you're going to do the opposite of A, but in all other, like by chametz, and by bishul b'shabbos, and here, by the husband, but it could be by Arias, we do have that worry. Either way, so that is all. We tried to bring Akasha, and that was the Shakla Vitaria. Okay, a couple of points to make on this Gemara that we did. First of all, Tosfos discusses, what was the Gemara's original suggestion? If we're talking about a Cheresh, could a Cheresh bring a Get? So what about an Elaim, asked Tosfos. An Elaim, a mute. Somebody who has Das just can't talk. So why didn't the Gemara suggest that? He's the Eino Yacholomar, Befani Nechtav or Befani Nechtam. What's wrong with Elaim? Tosfos says, it wouldn't fit into the words. Didn't fit into the words. Velo Amar sounds like, Eino Yacholomar sounds like, he has a different type of problem. Tosfos says on top, Velo Boilam Eimar, Kagon Elaim, Oshalo Rock, Siva Saget, De Imkain Havili Lamemar, Velo Amar. It shouldn't have said, the Eino Yacholomar, but Velo Amar, he didn't say. He didn't say, that's a Tosfos has a linguistic problem with that suggestion. But the Ran has a more fundamental answer. And Tosfos and Rishonim in general are always important, not just for what they say, but what they don't say. If you look in the Ran here, Dav Gimel Amud Aleph on the bottom, V'yim Tomar V'lukma B'Ilaim, Tosfos' question also, V'yesh Lomar, what would an Ilaim do? An Ilaim, what, Eino Yacho? Says the Ran. So let the Ilaim write it. Let the Ilaim write it, says the Ran. V'yesh lomar de'ilim yachalu lahagin mitoch haksav shahari ha'aminu be'edas isha lohan mitoch haksav v'kol shegen ocha de'ksivas haget mochiach. You have the get. He's just saying b'fani nachtav. Says the Ran, the ilim is not an eno yachol, because an ilim, a mute, could write it. He's a full bardas. But Tosfos doesn't say that. Meaning, what's mashma from Tosfos? The Stipler says this right here in the Siman Tes. It's obviously that Tosfos does not agree with that. Tosfos would not allow the Elam to write it. And this relates to what we discussed a couple of days ago, the issue of Eidus Bichsav. Right, this might be Tosfos L'shitaso, but we mentioned the main sugya of how do you put together the fact that we have an institution called Shtar, an institution called Mipi and Velo Mipi Ksavam, that you cannot send your testimony in by Ksav. So Rashi and the Tosfos and the Ran here seem to argue about this case, Elam. This isn't real Eidus. The Ran throws that in. Is that real Eidus? You have a get. We're just supporting how the get was and how it was created. But it is Eidus Bechsav. Is have to stand up. Tosfos says no good. Tosfos, we will not allow Elam. That's Rabbeinu Tam's answer, if you remember. How do you put together Shtar? Rabbeinu Tam said, Mipiyavolo Mipiksavam only means that an Elam can't do it. You have to be Ra'ui, like Rabbi Zera. You have to be Ro'i Lahaid, so then you're allowed to write it. But if you're Eino Ro'i Lahaid, then you're excluded. So Rabbeinu Tam excludes Elam. This might be Tosfos L'shitaso. That's why an Elam would not be able to write it. Mashenki and the Ran might hold like the other Rishonim. So that's an important implicit machlokas between Tosfos and the Ran. The other point to make here is what the language of Rav Yosef here in the Gemara. He gave the get, and he did not have a chance to say velo hispik lomar. Right, he gave it. Shenasnula. So what? In a second, he gave the get, and boom! 3 seconds later, boom! He loses his mind. Velo hispik lomar shenischarish. Tosfos says this. Tosfos is an Amud Beis. Tosfos says an Amud Beis. Do you have to say b'fanei nechtav as you give the get? The Gemara never specified that detail. What about a week later? What about a sukkin boso inyan? What does it sound like? What does it sound like from our Gemara? Says Tosfos, Amud Beis. Look at the turn over for a minute. Hey, Amud Beis, Dibramatzli Yitzlanu. Tosfos says also, the Gemara there, we'll get to B'ezras Hashem, discusses a case where the shliach forgot to say it. So the Gemara says there, he could take the get back from the woman, give it again, and say it again. That's the language of the Gemara there. So says Tosfos, Mikan mashma, Ditzarek lomar mishas nesina, b'fanei nechtav, mitakamar yitzlanu emena. It says you have to take it back. V'hu adin la'achar nesina, tokede dibur, t'mahani. It must be that you have to say it at the moment of nesina, or tokede dibur, as we have mentioned often. Mitakamar la'el, shenasar lakshi pikeach, v'lo hispek lomar, b'fanei nechtav, ashen ischaresh. Right, our Gemara. You didn't say it. Aval la'achar kadei dibur misafka l'ri. Imahani called bancho asukin boso inyan olav. I'm not sure, the Ri is not sure, whether asukin boso inyan, which is a larger concept in halacha, tok de dibur within a few seconds. Asukin boso inyan, while you're still involved in the process, is that good enough? V'kodem nesina, what about before you give it over? Misafka l'ri nami imahani. So the Ri is not sure about beforehand, it's not sure about asukin boso inyan. What definitely works is as you give it and tok de dibur. That is Tosfos. Why is this Tosfos important? Very interesting question. We know, in general, Toka de Dibur is a major sugya that we've discussed in the past. Is Toka de Dibur, the fact that, let's say, I by mistake said Alkel HaKadosh, and a second later, Hamelach HaKadosh. Why does that work? Why am I allowed to do that? So Rabbeinu Tam holds, quoted in the Ran and Nedarim, Daf Pei Zayin, is a Schus Chazara. The Rabbanan enacted, it's a Takana de Rabbanan. The Rabbanan enacted that you're able to retract. You have a few seconds, because if you see your Rebbe, you're going to want to say hello, and you're in the middle of a business deal. So, schus chazara. The problem is that suggestion does not work for that Gemara in Nedarim. Why? Because if you remember, that Gemara, the end of Nedarim, says, let's say somebody hears that their relative died, and they tear Kriya, because their relative died. And then they find out, the second after they tore, that their relative hadn't died yet, their relative died only now. The second after they tore. Toka de Dibur. So the Gemara says he doesn't have to tear again. He was Yotze Yidei Kriya because it was Tokeh Kedei Dibur. If the relative had died La'achar Kedei Dibur, then he wouldn't have been Yotze Kriya. That has nothing to do with Zchus Chazara. That's all about the way the Achronim say it, is that how you look at time. You look at time in increments. You look at how time in halachic increments of Tokeh Kedei Dibur. And as long as the Misa happened within a few seconds after the Kriya, they were both done in the same increment of time. They were both done. And you were Yotze Yidei Kriya. You didn't retract anything. So that's a much more fundamental way of looking at the idea of Tokeh Kedei Dibur. So ask the Achronim, the Rav Elchanan, in the second volume of Kovetz Shiurim, he has Kovetz Biurim on a couple of Mesechtes, including Mesechas Gittin. So in the Siman Daled, he asks this question. What happens if a person dies, Tokeh Kedei Dibur? Does that ruin a mitzvah that he did a second before? If you look at it as halachic increments of time, so then he's dead. So he doesn't get, does it? Or let's say he was an aide. Yesh lehistapik, im echad asa kinyan, ubetoka de dibur nischarish o nishtate. You did something, and within Tokeh Kedei Dibur, you became a shote, you lost your mind. So maybe we say that that should impact the 2 seconds before. Im neima, kiven the Tokeh Kedei Dibur kedibur dami, imke nechshav kilu akinyan, vacharshus hayo ka'achas, venis batel akinyan. Olo. Says the Kovetz Biurim, I have a raya from Shas. What's my raya? Our Gemara. What does our Gemara say? Tosfos, use our Gemara with Tosfos. Tosfos says that what's our Gemara talking about? He said, he gave the get, and he didn't get to say it until he became a shote. What does that say, Tosfos say? The Nesina still worked, even though he became a shote, Tokeh Kedei Dibur. The only problem is, says Rabbi Chanan, it's a raya brura, that even if you become a shote, or a person dies, Tokeh Kedei Dibur, that does not ruin what happened 2 seconds earlier. And Rabbi Chanan ends off by saying, Vaharaya azos ein la tshuva, l'dayti. You can't get out of this raya. I don't know, I haven't seen Rabbi Chanan say that too often, but that's what he says. He says, this is a raya, she'ein la tshuva. So that's an important discussion regarding Tokeh Kedei Dibur. Okay, let's continue now. So we discussed those two issues about Tokeh Kedei Dibur and about Elaim. And now we continue. Now we go on to the next try, Tashma. We're back to the middle of the Amud. Tashma, again, try to be a raya, rabba, rabba, Tashma, deboy, mine shmuel, me rabhuna. Shnayim, sheheviyu, get me medinas hayam. Tzrichin, sheyomru, befaneinu nechtam, befaneinu nechtam. Oh, ain't tzrichin. Two people. If there are two people, not just one person, there are two shlichim. We'll talk about later, what does it mean too? Are they both physically holding the document? Right, that's what it sounds like from some Rishonim. They both have to be physically holding the document. The Rashba says, no, come on. They're both there. One of them has it in the pocket, but they're both as a team. But either way, do you have to say it or not if there are two? Amar lei, so says Rav Huna, ein tzrichim. They do not have to say it. There are two of them. Why? Uma ilu yomer befaninu girsha, milo mehemni. Right, if they would come and just say, the woman was divorced, without a get or anything, they'd be believed. It's two witnesses coming and saying, Sarah was divorced. We'd believe them. So also, if they say, this is the get, we believe them too. So says the Gemara, L'Rava Nicha. According to Rava, again, this works. Why? Because it's all about Edim, not Mitzuyin L'Kaimo, and therefore you trust that these Edim are here and they take the place. L'Rava Kasha. But according to Rava, who says we're also nervous about Lishma, so what do these two witnesses have anything with Lishma? They're not testifying about Lishma. Says the Gemara, the next 8 lines, same exact Shaklavataria. Hachamai Eskina Lacha Shalamdu. Okay, that price is after they learned Lishma, so the only issue of Mitzuyin L'Kaimo. Ihachi Chanami. So even if only one person comes, right, you shouldn't have to say it. Gzeir Hashem Yachzor Dava L'Kulkulo. Ihachi Beitrei Nami. So even two should have to say it. Beitrei Demaisu Gita Milsa De Lo Shchicha. O Milsa De Lo Shchicha L'Gaza Berabanan. Why would he make two people as Shlichim? Only one. Aiva Yisha De Lo Shchicha, the woman that Shchicha Vitznan. Hisha Atzma Mi is Gita. Uvachi Atzma Shchicha Lomer Vani Nachtam Vani Nachtam. That she's not normally a shliach that doesn't get divorced until she brings it. Shlotachlo b'shlichus. We're not mechalik within the world of shlichus. Ihachi bal nami. The husband also. Alamatanya hu atzmo shevias gito. Einu tzorch shalom refanech vanenechtam. He doesn't have to say it. Isn't he a shliach? Time of my amarabanon. Tzorch shalom refanech vanenechtam. Tilma asi bal ma'ara upasule. The whole shach that he's going to come and uproot it. Hashtra minka nokala biyade. They worry kamara lei. It's the same exact shakla vataria give and take, on this discussion of 1 and 2, like we had earlier. The pashtus of the line that we just read. What do you mean? If they come and say she's divorced, obviously we would believe them. That sounds like a migu. Sounds like, well, they could have said a better claim, an easier claim, and therefore, if that's true, so we trust them on the claim that they said. That's what it sounds like. The Rashba takes it so literally that he says, what if the two shlichim that come are brothers? Then you wouldn't say this, because the two brothers would not be able to be testify about the gerushin. Says the Rashba, v'nira, tekiva, detayma, de'enon tzrichin, mishum hachihu, if the reason that they don't have to say, before ne'achlam, before ne'achlam, is because they themselves can come and testify, shayim she'eviyu, ve'im krovim zelazeh, ola ish, ola isha, tzorach lomar, befaninu ne'achlam, befaninu ne'achlam. Unbelievable. If they're krovim, this halacha wouldn't apply. Because take it literally, because the only reason they're believed is because they could have testified that the woman's divorced. But if they're two brothers or they're related to either of them, they couldn't say that. They wouldn't be believed in that case. Interesting point. What would happen? Another machlokas Rishonim. The Rambam says, what if the two Edom come and they say, this is the get. They don't say b'fanenachtam. What happens if the Baal comes afterwards and is ma'arer? What's the halacha? If the Baal comes, is ma'arer. So do we totally say to the Baal, leave? Right, what you say is nothing. That's what the Rambam says. The Rambam says in Ilchas Gerushin, where this is quoted, Zayin Yudalin, Shnayim Shehiviyu Get B'chutz La'aretz. Afal Pi, Shelo Nechtav V'Nechtam Bifnehem. Hol V'Nosdu Lohem Baal Litzno L'Ishto. Since the husband gave it to them, Hare Elu Nosin La V'Tiyem Gureshes. Shehare Ein Baal Yochol La'arer B'Get Zeh. Afal Pi She'Einu Mekuyim. If two people bring the get, the Baal, the husband gave the get to these two people, he cannot come and say then there's something wrong with it. Shari shluchav heim edav. Shilu amar ashtayim befaninu niskar. Shari zimu gureshes. Afal pi shein sham get. That's the Rambam. But the Rambam says that this Gemara is saying they're all powerful. It's not 100% agreed upon. The two are quotes, the other Rishonim, that say that they don't have to say it, but if the husband comes, they do have to be Mekayim the Kayim the Shtar. But the Rambam would then answer and say, no, that isn't, then that's not saying anything more than anybody else. Then one aid. If the husband never comes, then she could get divorced, possibly. She could get married. Either way, it's a Machlokas Rishonim. Vaiter, Tashma, third discussion of the day. So number one, we try to quote the Mishnah later on about Eino Yachol. Number two, we quoted this discussion about two people. Number three, Tashma, second to last, skinny line. Hamevi get me midinus hayam. V'nasnu la v'lo amar la b'fani nechta. He said it, he gave it, but he didn't say it. Im niskayim b'chos mav kasher v'im la pasol. So then you have to do kiyim shtaris. You have to get the two other people to be mekayim the shtar. Why does that work? Have a low hitzruch hutzruchu lomar b'fani nechtam lahachmir alei elo lahakel alei. End of the brisa. Because after all, this whole requirement is only to help her out, not to be machmir on her, to help her so to prevent the husband from causing problems. But it's only to help her out. So again, the Gemara says la rava nicha. According to Rava, this makes sense because the only issue is Mitsuyin Lakaimo, so therefore you have Kiyim Shtaris. La Rava Kasha, according to Rava, right, it's a problem because here we don't know anything about Lishma. Hakamayaskina Lacha Shalamdu. Third time. Right, so this Bryce must be talking about a case where they already know. Vaha Amrik Zera Shemiyaksa Dava Lakokulo. But aren't you worried? Shemiyaksa Dava or. And this is not a case of Milsud Lashricha, you can't give that answer here. Right, so they have to give a different answer. Kisha Nises, she already got married. If she already got married, then even Rabba would agree that you let her stay married, right? You could just be Mekayim the get Bechosmav, and you don't have to get divorced. Kisha Nises, Ihachi. So if that's true, then what does the Brisa mean? Havi lahutzruchu lomar b'fanidachmaninechtam lachmarlei lahakalalei. That's not the reason. Mishum de Nisesu. The reason that we're making is because she already got married, not because of anything else. So the Gemara says, "Hachi kamer." Now this is what adding a couple of words to the Brisa. V'chi teima lahafkir alei v'lafka have. And if you want to be machmir and make her get divorced. No, because the original din was to be makel. It means that the original din was to be meko, and therefore, if she got divorced, she got married without it, we're not going to be machmir on her, because the whole thing was created just to help her. So here, she didn't use it, okay, but we're still not going to make her get divorced. So the Gemara says, why? Taima, my. What was the whole reason that we created this law? Dilma asi bal ma'arer upasole. The husband will come and complain. Hashta bal loka ma'arer, anan nekam an arala. We're going to start causing problems. So therefore, says the Gemara, once she got married, if the husband's not here, so then we're not going to say anything. What happens if the husband does come? What if the husband does come afterwards? That's a discussion in the Rishonim. Whether we would nikiyim shtaris, or we would just say, forget it, she's already married, I don't want to talk to you. She got married with his get, we assumed it was kosher, and there's nothing that he can say. Period. That's the end of that discussion. Next. Biplugta de Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Let's say that this machlokas of Rabba and Rava is a machlokas of the earlier Amoraim between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Chad amar l'fishayim b'kiyam l'shma, v'chad amar l'fishayim in edim insuyin l'kaimbo. Can we have that suggestion? Testayim de Rabbi Shua ben Levi who da amar l'fishayim b'kiyam l'shma. Let's suggest that Rabbi Shua ben Levi is the one that holds like Rabba, that the worry is that we're not Baki in Lashma. The Rabbi Shimon Bar Abba. I see Gita Lakami, the Rabbi Shimon Levi. Rabbi Shimon Bar Abba brought a get in front of Rabbi Shimon Levi. And he asked him, Do I have to say it? Amar Lei, Lo Tzriches. You don't have to say it, said Rabbi Shimon Levi. Lo Amru Elabedoros Harishonim. She'ein Baki in Lashma. Only in the earlier generations. Did they have to say it? Because they're not Baki and Lishma. Aval Bedoros HaAchronim, they're Baki and Lishma, hello. But in the later generations, we don't have to say it because everybody's a Baki. Tistayim, that's a pretty mefurish. Rabbi Shua ben Levi is the one that holds Ein Baki and Lishma. The Gemara often, I shouldn't say often, every once in a while, talks about Doros HaRishonim and Doros HaAchronim. And here it says that the Doros HaAchronim are more learned. That's pretty amazing. The Gemara says that elsewhere also. If you remember the Gemara in Brachas daf Chafam and Aleph. This Gemara has a little of both. Remember the Gemara says there, Amalei Rapapa Labaya, Maishna Rishonim de Israchesh Lahunisa, U Maishna Anad de Lo Misrachesh Lahunisa. Why did the earlier generations have miracles and not us? After all, we know more Torah. That fits into our Gemara. E mishum tenuye. Is it because they know more Torah? That's not true, says Rav Papa. Bishani de Rav Yehuda. In the years of Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda is a Talmud of Rav and a Talmud of Shmuel. Kule tani b'nezikin have. They all study nezikin. They didn't do dafyomi. They did nezikin. V'anan kamasison shisha sidre. We study all of Shas. We study all of six sidarim. V'chi kamati Rav Yehuda b'uksin. And when Rav Yehuda used to come to Uksin, he used to say, "What's going on here?" Right? To Havayis to Rav Shmuel kachazina hacha. Why Rav Shmuel? That was his tour bayim. Not Rav Yehuda from the Mishnah. Rav Yehuda the Amora. He was a Talmud of Rav Shmuel. Va'anon kamastin sud b'Uksin b'tleiser mesivta. We have 13 yeshivas that learn Uksin. Unbelievable. And v'ilu Rav Yehuda. And when Rav Yehuda would take off his shoe, it would start pouring. And we have to daven and nothing, no rain. But you see from that whole Gemara, so they said they were moser nefesh for Torah. But you see also there, the earlier generations. But most other sources talk about the opposite, that the earlier generations were something special and unique as compared to the later generations. The concept of Niskatnu Adoros, the Gemara in Maseches Shabbos, on Daf Kuf Yud Beis or so, Kuf Yud Beis Mabeis. Im Rishonim B'nei Malachim, Anu B'nei Anashim. Vim Rishonim B'nei Anashim, Anu Kechamorim. I once heard a pshat of that. What does that mean? Im Rishonim B'nei Malachim. If we view them like angels, then we are at least our people. If we think they were only like normal people, then we're less than that. Then we're Chamorim. It's about how we view them. But either way, as an earlier, so there are many sources, again, a topic of a separate shir of Niskatnu Adoros, just to make one Ha'ara. And that is, the Rambam never... In his writings has the concept of Niskatnu Adoros. Oh, you know, we're not on that level anymore. Both in Hashkafa and in Halacha. The Rambam's Halachas also reflect this concept that he's an idealist. And he says every generation is great and amazing. Right, we mentioned, Tosfos writes in the beginning of Brachas that, you know, on the first night of Rebbe Zman HaZeb, we don't have Kavan and Kriyashma anyway, so we say Kriyashma on the first night of the wedding. Or the Shulchan Aruch says, and the Rama says, oh, you have to have Kavanah Shmoneh Esrei, but if you don't have Kavanah Shmoneh Esrei, at least the first bracha, but we're not, you don't have to repeat, because you're not going to have Kavanah anyway. All of these halachas of Kavanah, right? You don't repeat, you know. But the Rambam never, that's, Bali Tosva say that in a number of places, and the Shulchan Aruch quotes that. But the Rambam doesn't say that. The Rambam's an idealist. The Rambam says, no, you have to have Kavanah. You have to do it again. The Rambam writes, if you come back from a trip, you don't daven for 3 days. Because, you know, your head is not with it. Jet lag. We would never daven, says Tosfos, right? Because we can't focus. That's the Rambam Shita. And if you look in other places, the Rambam's famous Shita about Smicha, that we could renew the Smicha Bizman Azeh if all the great rabbis got together. Nobody else says that. But why is that the Rambam? That's L'shitaso. The Rambam about Mashiach. What does the Rambam say about Mashiach? It's someone who brings everybody back to Torah and somebody who perfects themselves. Nevuah is a natural process, the Rambam says. In all of these areas of halacha, the Rambam says he's an idealist and he says we could do it. He doesn't believe in Iskanu Adoros. But that's a major topic in terms of like the Gemara says here, Doros Harishonim and Doros Achronim. Okay, let's continue. So what did we just say? Machlokas, Rabbi Shimon Levi and Rabbi Yochanan is the exact machlokas, Rabba and Rava. Says the Gemara of Tizra, is that really logical to say that it's in a machlokas? V'harabba islay de Rava. Didn't we already establish that Rava also holds a Rava? So it's not a machlokas from one extreme to another. V'od ha'amrina shem yachzor Rava l'kukulo. And we also said that even if you get rid of the chshash of Lishma, you still need to be worried about it, because you're worried that it's going to retract. So Ella, meaning, so how in this case was Rav Shimon Bar Abba by himself, right? And he didn't even have to say it. So the Gemara says, Rav Shimon Bar Abba, inish achrina hadi ba'adei, really there was somebody else with him. It didn't mention him because, you know, to mention that he went with somebody who was not his stature, you know, wouldn't it have been as covetic. So it didn't mention him. Even though, you know, it could have led to a misunderstanding of the halacha. But the Gemara now clarifies. Itmar. So now the Gebraisa says, Bifnei kama nos dolo. Or the Itmar, the statement of Machlokas Amoram, not a Braisa. Bifnei kama nos dolo. So we alluded to this before. When the Shliach comes and says, Bifnei nechtam, how many people does he have to give it in front of? Reb Yochanan and Rebbe Chanina. Chad Amar Bifnei Shtayim, Chad Amar Bifnei Shlosha. Machlokas 2 or 3. Tistayim, the Rabbi Yochanan, Uda'am Rabbi Fnei Shnayim. Let's say Rabbi Yochanan is the one who says in front of two. Why? The Rabbi, Barav Chizda, Aisu, Gita, Lakame, the Rabbi Yochanan, Va'amarle, Zilhavle, Ba'ape, Shrei. Give it in front of two. V'yemalu, Bafaninechtam, Tistayim. So Rabbi Yochanan holds that to be in front of two. Fine, that is the Shita. Stop there for a moment. There is, we mentioned this outside already before, but we have to mention it now. You have to mention this a few times in this Masechta. There is a Shita of the Noda B'Yehuda. The Noda B'Yehuda writes, what does our Gemara say? If a Shliach comes and says, how many people does he have to give it in front of? What about a regular get? A regular get, how many people does that have to be given in front of? So if you look throughout Shas, 99% of the sources say two Edom. Period. The Noda B'Yehuda has the Chiddush Gadol that everyone discusses, and that is Beis Din. The Noda B'Yehuda says that a get has to be given in front of a Beis Din. There's no explicit Gemara like this, but he pulls one over here, pulls a Gemara in Baba Basra, pulls a few Gemaras together, and says, no, this is how you read those Gemaras. This is how you read the Gemaras, that they have to be, you have to have a get for Beth. And he brings a couple of Rais. This is an Eben Ezer, Tinyan, a Simon Kufya Dalid. But part of it where he gets is from Arashi. Arashi. Rashi doesn't say it specifically. It's Rashi in Sanhedrin Dav Beis. What does the Gemara there say? Remember the first Mishnah Sanhedrin discusses how many Dayanim do you need for everything under the sun? Tinyamam and Spishlosha, everything, Nishlosha, 3, 23, 71. So Rashi there says one of the items on the list is Miyun. Miyun, meaning the rabbinic marriage created by the mother and the brothers, and you could just walk out of the marriage with Miyun, right? The 13th parak, I think, of Yevamos, parak Beishamai, discusses all about Miyun. So Rashi there says you need three for Miyun. Why? Called the Tikkun Rabbanan Kein Daraisa Tikkun. Because Miyun is patterned after the din of the Torah. And just like the din of the Torah needs three, so too Miyun needs three. Rashi does not say what din of the Torah Miyun is patterned after. What's he referring to? So, you might say, the Rishash there, the Maram Shif, all discuss this, all the Akron discuss is Rashi. Well, what choices, what is Get, I'm sorry, what is Miyun compared to? So you know what they say? Chalitza. Chalitza. Chalitza breaks up something, and Mian breaks up something. Chalitza needs three. That's the Mishnah. The Mishnah Yevamah says Chalitza needs three, and Mian needs three. Says another Mian, no. Mian is compared to Get. Just like Get needs three, so too Mian needs three. And that's one of his proofs. Again, it's not a solid proof, right? You could read the Rashi a different way. But that's one of his proofs that a regular Gerushin needs three, needs a Beis Din. So meaning, according to the Rabbi Yehuda, how would he read this Gemara? When the Shliach is giving the woman the get, he has to do it in front of three for sure. But if Nekama Nozolo just means, in front of how many people does he have to save on that one? That's the key. But in terms of the halacha of Gerushin, so for sure, and he even has a Targum Yonasa ben Uziel. Okay, that helps him out too. The Targum Yonasa ben Uziel on the Pasuk of Gerushin, Perach of Dalet Pasuk Aleph and Kiseitse. He writes there, if a person decides to divorce his wife, Ashka Chabaveris Piskam, the Yichtov Lot Sefer Tiruchin Kadam Beidina, the Yitain Bershusa. So he says it. The Targum Yonasa ben Uziel says it, but we generally don't paskin from a Targum Yonasa ben Uziel. But that is another Behuda, another Behuda, Simin Kuf Yudalid in Eben Ezer. Again, it's not quoted in Shulchan Aruch. It is the Noda Behuda. There are other comparisons, giving a get at night, ain't done in Din Balayla. There are other comparisons, but that is just to be aware of the Shita. Anyway, let's get back to the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Machlokes, in front of how many? And Rabbi Yochanan, the Gemara said, holds in front of two. So says the Gemara, Leimim Halkam Ifliki, what's this Machlokes about? In front of two, in front of three. Maybe it's Gufar Machlokes. Demand Rabbi Fnei Shnayim, if you say, it only has to be given in front of two, Kesavar, Levisha, Ein Biki, and Lishma. Says the issue is like Rabba, Ein Biki, and Lishma, so you only need in front of two. I mean, you don't need a Beis Din, you just need two people. And if you say you have to do it in front of three, it's because you need a Beis Din. That's Rashi. If you look in the Ritva has a deeper understanding of this line. Feel free to look at it in terms of, is this in the world of Isurin, or is this in the world of Beis Din? So it says the Gemara, but wait a minute. If you just put together the two Gemaras that we just had, it doesn't work out. Because we just said, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon Levi argue about both things, but it doesn't work out. V'tizra, Hamid Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Amar Lefisha'in Bekiyin Lishma, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Lefisha'in Mitzuyin Lekaimo. If you say, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi holds up once, Rabbi Yochanan holds, Ein Eidem Mitzuyin Lekaimo, up above. And what did he just say? V'acha Heichikam Rabbi Yochanan Bifnei Shnayim. The two Machlokos, if we're saying that they're connected, Rabbi Yochanan doesn't work out. Because Rabbi Yochanan holds, Ein Eidem Mitzuyin Lekaimo, which we said should require a Beis Din of three before, and he says two here. The Ode, in any way, Rabbi Isli the Rava, and everybody holds that you should eat in front of three. So you can't say that the Machlokes, Bifnei Kama Nosna, Lo, two or three, is based on the earlier Svaris. It must be based on something else. So Ella de Kuliyama Bina and Edom and Suyin Lakaimo. And therefore, theoretically, you should have to give it in front of three, in front of a Beis Din. V'hacha Bishliach Nasa Eid, V'nei Nasa Dayan Kamiflagi. But here they're arguing about a different Shas topic. Whether, when a shliach brings something, can he also function as an aid in the case? And can an aid function as a dayan in the case? Manda amar bifnei shnayim kasavar, the one who says, you give it in front of two, is because he also requires three. But the shliach could be one of them. Shliach nasa aid, the aid nasa dayan. And therefore, he's wearing a few hats. Manda amar bifnei shlosha kasavar shliach nasa aid, but the aid nasa dayan. He cannot be a dayan. And therefore, in this case, you would require three besides him. Says the Gemara, V'ha'kaimalon b'drabanan de'inasa dayan. But what do you mean? We hold by dinim drabanan your mako. Right? By dinim daraisa. You say, ein einasa dayan, but by dinim drabanan einasa dayan. And this is a din drabanan, a chumra. So the Gemara says, Ela ha'chabaka miflagi. Okay, you're right. This is what they're arguing about. Demar savar kivan de'isha k'sheira l'havias haget. Really, you should say aid could become a dayan. But the question is, are you gozer? Since the woman herself could bring the get, zimnin de maisile itza v'samchiale. You might come and rely on the case where the woman brings it, and she can't be a dayan. So because of that, we never allow the aid to do it. The idach isha meida yadi velo samchiala. The other one says, everybody knows that a woman can't be a dayan. They're not going to get confused with that, and therefore, there is no worry. Period. Those two topics of Shliach Nas Eid and Eid Nas Adayin, those sometimes they're put together. The Achronim generally look at them in two different ways. Shliach Nas Eid, what's that sugya about? Shlichus. How do you view the Shliach? Is the Shliach the Baal Davar? Right, that's the main sugya of Shlichus. How much does the Shliach really fill the shoes of the Mishaleach? Is there independence? Is there dependence? That's going to come up very often. This Masechta, we'll talk about it. But that's the issue of Shliach Nas Eid. If he's the Baal Davar, then he cannot be involved. Right? That's the language of the Gemara. The Gemara in Kiddushin, on Daf Mem Gimel, where the Gemara discusses Havi Le Kegufe. That's the language of the Gemara in Kiddushin, when it talks about Shliach Nasa Eid. Ein Nasa Dayan is a different issue. One of two issues. Either there's a Chash Sheker, meaning, how could you be an aid in the case and then be the Dayan who makes decisions in the case? You're not going to be able to see against you. It's a chshash mishaker, A. Or it might be more of a formal idea. There are edim and there are dayanim in cases. You can't wear two hats. Bezdin requires edim and dayanim, and never the twain shall meet. You can't overlap. So even though the Gemara here puts it together, it could be there are two different svaras for the shliach nasa eid and the eid nasa dayan case. Okay, let's continue. Let's finish up this section. Tanya Kavasi Rabbi Yochanan. It's all jam-packed here, as you see. Tanya Kavasi Rabbi Yochanan. Let's try to bring a proof to Rabbi Yochanan, who says that in front of two is good enough. Ha, maybe get me Medina Sayam. Vinas Nula, Volo Amar La Bafani Nachmani Nachtam. He brings a get and does not say to her, Bafani Nachmani Nachtam. Yotzi Vahavlan Mamzer. Div Rabbi Meir. Meir says, you have to get divorced. Rabbi Meir Shita, we don't pasken that way. Chachamim Amar Mein Avlan Mamzer. Chachamim say, no, the Vlad is not a Mamzer. Ketzad Yaseh, what should he do? Yitlenu Heimena, V'yachzer, V'yitzenu Lo B'Vnei Shayim. Take it back and give it again. V'yomer V'Vnei Nechta V'Vnei Nechtam. Period. And that's why, meaning B'Vnei Shayim. That's the Raya that we brought. In front of, that's the Raya for Rabbi Yochanan. Period. Says the Gemara, V'Rabbi Meir, and that was what Tosfos discussed about the times. V'Rabbi Meir, I'm sorry, and one other discussion in the Rishonim, does this help even for Rabbi Meir, to giving it again, or not? Tosfos assumes not. Tosfos assumes according to Rabbi Meir, you finished. It only works for the Rabbanan. Other Rishonim say even Rabbi Meir. But either way, says the Gemara, V'Rabbi Meir, Mishum Delo Amr, B'Fanayat V'Ni Nechtam, Yosef Yavan Mamzer. Says the Gemara, in, yes, Rabbi Meir Letaimei, Damar Rav Amnuna Mishem Mishet De'ula, Omer Hayer Rabbi Meir, Kala Mishana, Mimad Be'ah, Shatavu Chachamim, Begitin, Yosi Vavlad Mamzer. If you don't follow exactly what the rabbis told you to do in Gittin, then the Vlad is a Mamzer, period. This simple interpretation of this Gemara, that Rabbi Meir is saying, it's a Mamzer to Rabbanan. Meaning, it's still Daraisa, he didn't do anything wrong. She has a get. The Pnei Yoshua. The Pnei Yeshua, this is not the only time the Pnei Yeshua does this. Even though everybody assumes it's Rabbanan, the Pnei Yeshua says, I think it's Daraisa. I think it's Daraisa, that it's not a good get. The Rabbanan have the power to do that. Why? The Pnei Yeshua doesn't say this here. He says it later on in Daf Pei, where this comes up. He says, just like the Rabbanan say, just like we say in Ksubis, called the Makadesh, I died the Rabbanan Makadesh. Called the Megarish, I died the Rabbanan Megarish. And therefore, if you don't do what the Rabbanan said, they knock out this get. They knock out the get. Number one, says the Pnei Yoshua. He says 3 points. Number two, he says, Sof, Lamaisa, the Shliach did not do what he was supposed to do. Right? The Shliach was supposed to follow Halacha. And he didn't. So you know what? That's Mavata L'Shlichus. So he had no right to give the get. And therefore the get wasn't given, and therefore she's not divorced. So number one, called him a garish. Number two, he didn't give the get. And then he says, in general, Rabbi Meir makes many Durabanans into Da'oraisas. He brings other examples of that as well. So the Pnei Yoshua, later on in Daf Ayin Tesim Abayz, says that I think that this mamzer here is Da'oraisa, not Durabanan. And he says the same. He says a similar idea, not similar. Same another time where everybody holds Durabanan, not Da'oraisa, that's Brachas. Remember by Birchas Hananin, beginning of the sixth parak in Brachas, everybody else making a Brachas Durabanan. Pnei Yeshua says it's a Svara. Svara is on the level of Daraisa. So it's Daraisa, even though Luli the Mistafina, I think it's Daraisa. See, here also, he assumes Rabbi Meir is Daraisa, but even though everybody else assumes that it's a Durabanan. Okay, we'll stop here. For the Hashem, we will continue tomorrow's Daf, Elu Ve'elu, one of the two places in Shas, where Elu Ve'elu comes off, HaKadosh Baruch Hu learning Torah. Tomorrow's Daf.